The kinds of qualities that leaders need to have, I noticed in a slightly trite way that leadership is also here on my list of leadership qualities. You'll have to forgive me that one. But I'm very interested in the other ones. I'm particularly interested in the very first one I've listed, which for the left to right readers amongst you is integrity. It turns out that getting other people to buy into your vision revolves mostly around being consistent in your own values. Being a great leader is about getting other people to trust you, and it's very difficult to get people to trust you if you can't demonstrate integrity. So that's about not messing around in the broadest sense. That's about really showing people that you are an honest and sincere person and that you're worth working with. Nobody likes a shyster, least of all for a boss. So actually, finding out that your boss isn't somebody of high integrity is one of the most significant dangers to anybody wanting to stay in an organization. And, you know, actually bosses are very rarely successful if they don't have high integrity. There are some exceptions in large corporations where they can kind of float to the top. But in entrepreneurship, integrity is absolutely the most important of these. You'll perhaps accept by now that I am an example of somebody who has passion. You know, really caring about what you do, really wanting to be successful in your chosen field, building a great business, all of those things. You know, those are things which you will be able to hopefully relate to. Experience is something that you can only build by actually doing it, by getting things wrong, by learning by your mistakes, by having some successes, by iterating progress. And, you know, clearly it's necessary to know what you're talking about as well and have the skill to execute on it. I don't believe that avoiding university made me smart. It turns out what happened was I left school at 17 and I went to start work. And I ended up buying a bookcase full of books about computer science, which I spent the next few years accumulating and reading. And I actually believe that I probably ended up doing most, if not more, than an undergraduate computer science degree by myself because I needed to know. So this isn't about ignorance. It's just about how you gain the knowledge. And for me, gaining the knowledge worked better in a different way. The skill, of course, is another experiential thing. You have to actually do stuff. It turns out I can write computer code, and I can design bits of electronics and solder them together, you know, with my own bare hands. But there are better people at it than me. So I've learned what my skill level is, and it turns out that I'm better at some other kinds of things, which thankfully engineers don't want to do. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a job. And here on the right-hand side are some slightly sort of more subtle things about the long term, how you're going to actually build your business revolves around that leadership quality we talked about and about having some view of where you're going and being devoted to getting there and ensuring that you bring along your team with you and making sure that your business actually grows in a way which makes it a business, not just a social network or a club or a family affair.